na lang ganito. Tuwing nagre-record tayo ng episode, bigla na lang mawawala si Erin. Tapos lahat tayo, ha? Asan siya?
Totoo, no? Like, from the beginning pa lang. From the beginning pa lang. Feeling ko may balot si Ella sa puwet.
Bakit ganito?
Nandun na tayo sa momentum, eh.
Ella, ang lalim na ng usapan. Grabe yung pambabastos mo.
Ella, sana, sana matuto ka ng word respect.
Right? Ang respect, Ella, in-earn yan. Hey guys, welcome to Barely Adults. This is a podcast. I haven't said that in a while. Hindi ko na sure kung ano to. It's a podcast where we children in our early 20s try to understand adulthood. My name's Anna.
And my name is Jayo.
And I'm Ella.
Okay, no Seansky today kasi he's feeling under the weather. Yeah. Pero okay naman siya, huwag niyo masyadong isipin.
It's fine. Oh,
let's just move on from Sean.
Right. Anyway,
but hopefully, no, that someday, diba, in the future, we would be together again.
Wow! Alam nyo, never na tayo na complete.
I know, right? Pero feeling ko it's for the best. Parang too much kasi pag-apat tayo.
Wow! Fall out! After the first episode.
Ewan lang. Anyway, ano bang gagawin natin? We haven't done this in a while. It's been like a month and a half since our last episode kami ni Jay and Sean. Been like 8 months for Ella. Charot. Ang tagal na Ella. Kumusta naman dyan?
I know. Okay. Just to defend myself, I have been super busy with work, and at the same time, I took a really long social media break/detox because, you know, everything's just super stressful online, and I needed that for my sanity. You guys should try it. It's super
makes sense.
Helpful.
I really should. I really should try it. Yeah.
But maybe, Ako ba? Like, girl, siguro what Ella's been doing, it's the opposite. I've been busy. I've been going myself up.
I've been putting myself out there on social media.
Yes,
but yeah, like,
yes.
Siguro in related to what I said, we're going to talk about, pursuing passions during quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know your thoughts about that, or have you been doing? What have you been doing during quarantine?
Okay, let's start with Anna since ikaw na nag-open ng podcast na to. Lead the way,
right? Honestly, yeah. Joke lang. Anyway, I've been okay in terms of pursuing passions. Parang you know how in the start of the quarantine period, as in like. March, April, May, parang, shit, nagawin ko lahat. As in, like, I want to do everything that I can. Ganyan, we started this podcast and stuff like that. Personally, I did, like, I was on YouTube for a while because I had, like, short vlogs from my last Korea trip. Tapos parang, I edited and I uploaded stuff like that. Pero, ewan ko, parang just one night, I was like, parang this isn't that good. So, everything on private.
Why?
Wala lang. Parang I feel like, wala lang. I don't know. Something hit me. That's yun. That's parang, in terms of pursuing the passion, I'm still writing a little bit sometimes. Ella was gonna say this, pero we started the podcast.
Oh no, you... Girl, wala na nga tayong script, pero you took my script.
Totoo. Totoo ka dyan, girl. Ganun ako kababaw. At ganun ako selfish. No, but like, what... Recently, it's been like, I don't know, parang siguro the first few months of the quarantine period, I was really eager to like go do everything that I want. Like, I want to write, I want to vlog, I want to start a podcast with my friends. So like, 2 out of 3 maybe nangyari, but siguro habang tumatagal nakakapagod in a sense that, am I doing this for something pa ba talaga? Or like, may patutunguan pa ba talaga to? And stuff like that. So, in terms of pursuing the passion, I probably am still doing it by making money. And, you know, I'm very passionate about money. So...
I love that. I love that
answer. Yun na lang siguro. Yun na lang right as of the moment. That's what I've been doing. But what about you? Ikaw ba, Ella?
Well... Wow, sa akin mo talaga binato after mo kinuha yung script ko.
Grabe.
And you had the audacity to ask me bakit ang tagal kong nawala.
Kinuha mo na yung script niya.
Oo, kasi we wanna know what's up with you na. Kasi feeling ko superstar ka na, girl. Sobrang tagal mo nawala. Kilala mo pa ba? Ano nga pala?
Oh my gosh, okay. Alam niyo, kapag nakikita ko kayo, parang distant memory. Ay, eme lang. No, but honestly, like what I said earlier, I took a really long social media detox. And with that came everything else. I really just took a big break. And I know that we're talking about passions and everything, but the thing is, ito, meron akong naisip na entry pala.
Kasi
my whole life, or like my whole college life, I've been always on the go. I've been super busy. I mean, Jaya, you know this, like how much of a workaholic I am, right? Like, as in, I really don't rest. That's not in my vocabulary. Mm-mm. So, when you look at it, I've been chasing over things I'm passionate about for the longest time. And then now, during quarantine, is the only time ever that I have taken a break. Mm. And it was really good. It felt really refreshing. And I feel like I also needed that, because sometimes when you're always busy and hustling, you tire yourself out. And, you know, sometimes the passion just dies. And that's when you need to know when to just stop and rest. And I actually saw this quote online. I'm not saying it the way it says, because I can't remember it word for word. But then the thought of it was, even in the resting, there you're still growing. And even if you're resting, it doesn't mean that that's wasted. It means you're just taking a break to fuel yourself, to launch yourself once you're ready again. And it was really nice. And now I'm back. So, you know, watch out, Anna. Charot!
May pagbanta. Pero I get that. I understand that. Shit, mas maganda yung sagot mo. Pero pareho lang tayo ng pinagdaan.
Diba? Ganyan talaga yung
gusto
nangyayari.
Ayaw magpatalo ni Anna.
Anna, kinuha mo yung script ko. So, I would like to thank you for my really nice answer. Kasi,
everything happens for a reason talaga.
Mag-Miss Universe na ako, guys. Kasi,
sige, BG lang.
Kaya ko pala yung on the spot, ano, question and answer. Ito na yung new passion.
Kung, kung dyan ka, magiging masaya at
that's
makakatulog ka dyan. Pero I understand, I get it. Yun, parang okay din yung nagpahinga ka. No? Parang for a while, we were all like, we have to do things, hindi tayo pwedeng mabakante. We always have to be productive, always have to do something to stick the next step towards your goals and your dreams. But we don't realize that resting is also part of taking those steps. And I appreciate that now that you said it. Oh my gosh, damn. Pwede ka rin motivational speaker.
You know, totoo yun. I agree.
Yeah, wait. Ito si Jeyo.
I agree with what Ella
said. Si Jeyo, alam ko marami siyang ginagawa talaga. So, B, ichika muna yan.
Oo nga, Jeyo.
Ito na nga, B. Siguro parang ano ba? Siguro when quarantine, or like siguro nung when the lockdown became... wait lang, may audio ko na to. May crackles. Crackles? Wait.
Crackles?
Ayun. Ayun, it's fixed na. Ayun. Siguro when ano, when GCQ happened talaga. After the MECQ. Ano na ba ngayon? MECQ or GCQ? Oh, see, I really don't
LMNOP.
Know.
Girl, hindi ko na alam.
But like, yeah,
parang,
siguro.
Parang MECQ.
Anyway, siguro when things became, or like, trying to be normal na kumbaga, I was kind of pressured to really be productive, kumbaga. Na, even though, I don't know, parang, kasi naturally, like Ella, I am a hard worker. I like to hustle, kumbaga. Even like before quarantine.
True.
And siguro when the quarantine happened, I wasn't really parang used to like not doing anything at the house. Kumbaga, na parang I'm not really that busy. And then there was this one time that I was really, really super overwhelmed with what's happening. Like, ang dami kong gustong gawin. Kaya yun nga, I have this question na, bakit sa pinakamadami pang time na pwedeng mangyari, bakit ngayon ko pa gusto i-pursue yung mga gusto kong passions, like to start a clothing brand, to start a store, parang ganun. To start a podcast, ganun. Like, bakit ang dami pa? Like, bakit this time pa na super inconvenient na mga pangyayari na it's so hard to you know, move. But then siguro like I like what Ella said na to really rest. But
yeah.
Kasi ako parang rest is like but yun nga, is it, like I'm gonna take that advice to really rest and just like, you know, narrow things down to really
guys,
what
magiging
I want.
Life coach na talaga ako eh.
Uh-oh.
Eme lang.
Pyramid scheme.
But yeah, anyway, Jayo.
But yun nga, parang ano, siguro what helped me is that like, I narrowed down my options, like, oh, what can I do? And then, siguro, to the parang, there was this one point then na super overwhelmed na nga ako, na parang ayoko na lang gawin yung ano ko, yung passion ko. But then I saw a code na parang, if you're not gonna do it, then when? Siguro yun, parang that pushed me to pursue those kinds of things. But like, you know, parang little by little. Parang it's not a competition, especially when you're in social media. Mm-mm. Na parang, oh, the pressure is real, dude. Kind of,
Yeah.
Actually, no, like, but, naisip...
Ayun na naman sila. Parang din tayo nag-stop eh. But no, yeah, I feel what Jay was trying to say, especially the last part. Kasi will ito, Jay, na
ano. Ayun hawaan tayo.
No, grabe guys, English left the Zoom call today.
I know.
Anyway, nabubuhay, ito, tatagalog ko na. Nabubuhay kasi tayo ngayon at the age of social media.
I know. Yeah.
Kaya everything is just harder because we see the success of each other. So we're super pressured. And everything online is very, very curated. So
true.
What you see is always the success of people, but you never really see the kalat or the breakdowns and all the hardships that they do.
Kaya,
I feel like this is one of the reasons then why a lot of the people... I mean, like... Pakikat na lang nun. Anyway, but yeah, I feel like yun yung naging motivation ng mga tao para gawin na yung mga things they're passionate about. Kasi you see people doing the things na that make them happy, having so much time. So might as well just, alam mo yun, keep up with them. Yeah.
Gets. Actually, like the first few months of the quarantine period, yun nga, parang I mentioned earlier that I always had to have something to do. I can't be bakante. I always have to be busy because that was my life before quarantine. Like, work and then after work, marami pang gagawin. And then pag uwi, literal, matutulog ka lang. Pagising mo, magtatrabaho ka na ulit. You're gonna do what you're passionate about again. And parang you take steps towards your goals, towards your passion. That was life before quarantine period. So parang feeling ko medyo naulol ako nung quarantine. Na parang, hala, wala akong magawa. I mean, like, hindi naman wala magawa, but like, like sa nature ng job natin, we have to be out. Like hindi siya nagagawa sa bahay, like hostings. Yeah. Well, now you can do it because it's online now. But before, kailangan mo talaga na events. You have to be there. You have to be present and stuff like that. And I'm so used to like traveling, like being in transit to somewhere else. I'm so used to being on the road. Na parang when I was stuck in the house, parang ha, anong gagawin ko? So parang that's when everything like. Then I start mag overthink into like, oh my god, the smallest things. I was never really like a huge overthinker. But when I start yung quarantine, I was like, every little thing I have to overthink about. So parang it really like kind of took a toll on me. And then I only realized that siguro nito nung mga the past couple of months that I didn't always have to be busy. Parang naging priority ko na lang was yung peace ko, like just as long as I'm like relaxed and like okay lang ako. And I talked about it with one of my friends na parang right now he's getting really busy na these days because the past few months nga nagpahinga kasi parang the whole world stopped and parang now there's no choice but to go with it, so you have to adapt to whatever you can. So obviously everything is online now, so the hostings are online, What else is online? Everything. I mean, you can't really go out and do events anymore, especially if event organizer ka. Shit, ano event they organize ko. So like, yeah, really have to adapt.
Yeah.
So these days it's like all about adaptation talaga, and parang I don't know, mapag-iiwanan ka ng panahon if you keep on sulking and saying, oh shit, this is the pandemic and like I can't do anything because, diba, parang wala eh. But actually, that actually brings me to my next point. I have a question. Kasi, syempre when you're doing a lot of things in life, especially if you're chasing your passion and you have a job on the other side, paano ba? How do I word it? But you get tired, diba? You get tired and eventually you have to choose one. So, B, wag ka umiyak! Tayo-tayo lang ito!
Umiyak?
Humagulgul sa likod ng mute. Anyway, so in the middle of this whole pandemic, parang obviously, money is an issue. Yeah. In a sense na, everyone is hit up. The companies that we work for, everyone is hit up. Hit up sila mag-generate ng money for the employees, and at the same time, the employees, they don't know how to spend their money wisely, in a sense. Or parang hindi kasi buo yung sweldo nila. So parang everything is really difficult these days. And yun nga, adaptation. My question for Ella is, how did you...
May Miss Universe na talaga ako. Go.
Yeah. How did you decide that you were gonna quit your job in the middle of a pandemic?
Oh, okay.
So I wanna do it.
Well, okay. Sige. To be fair naman kasi sa experience ko, I already wanted to quit my job nung January pa. And then, hindi lang kasi ako pinayagan umalis up until end of March. Ay, napaka-precious.
Oo nga.
Hindi.
Pwede ka pala
pero,
pigilan. Ay, hindi ka pwede pigilan.
Hindi ako pwede pigilan. That's why, nilaban ko talaga siya. Kasi, basta, for other episodes na siguro yan. Tsaka baka marinig nila to. But yeah, I wanted to quit my job nung January pa lang. And then, March na ako pinaalis. So, what happened was, sakto pa talaga, guys, kailan ba nag-start yung quarantine? March, di ba? So, pagkatapos ng job ko, nag-start yung quarantine. Actually, overlap siya. And ako, I was just, oh my gosh, what am I gonna do now? But also, I really wasn't happy na kasi sa previous job ko. So, instead of feeling lost or like worried, I actually felt a sense of relief kasi I really wanted out na. I'm not sure if this is the same with other people kasi syempre a lot of people lost their jobs during this pandemic. Ganun. And for me naman, I was just really lucky to actually find another job during the pandemic. Sobrang hindi ko talaga in-expect that maha-hire ako, honestly. Like, I was so ready to just, like, be sad. And, like, I was making plans na now, oh, I'm gonna go home na lang siguro, or whatever, how am I gonna make this work, ganyan. And then just, yun, biglang nagka-offer ako. So I'm like, what happened? So I guess life really just, you know, figures it's
kasi with whatever. Like with what happened to Ella kasi like people will say na parang oh bakit nag-quit ka pa, ang dami ng tao na nawawala ng trabaho and then ikaw nag-quit ka pa, sana tiniis mo na lang.
Very much.
But then like
ungrateful
diba?
Ka
yun, ungrateful
I actually got
ka.
A lot of that
and then like siguro kung iisipin mo na parang like why would you risk your mental health kumbaga or like kung nasa-stress ka nang, it's not really helping you, then why should you pursue? Parang feeling ko naman na, and parang we shouldn't really be focused on parang running after the money itself, kumbaga. Kasi like, we should know na parang, money should come to us.
I try not to chase it. But
like,
it's easier for us to say, diba?
Parang feeling ko naman na parang, alam mo yun, kasi pag when we tend to focus more on the money. Nakaka-stress talaga siya. Like, girl, I've been there.
Yeah, very, very true.
Totoo. If you keep on obsessing about it. Pero other people kasi, they really need it and they have to. So, wala eh, wala tayong magagawa eh. Actually, I was gonna ask you, Ella, parang, did you apply or did they reach out to you?
Oh, grabe naman. Hindi naman ako ganong levels na
reach out
na sa akin yung ano. Yeah, no, I applied. And then eventually, they just reached out to me again at a really unexpected time. As okay. in, I just got the message biglaan na, oh, we're gonna call you. I'm gonna call you, ganyan. And then, after that really short interview, came another call. And then, after that, in-email na sa akin yung contract.
Damn! So, ang pretty ng friend ko!
Uh-oh.
Her power! Her power, y'all! Gets. Well, I was gonna ask you if, like, hindi ka ba nahirapan mag-adjust? Because I have friends that were, like, telling me na when they quit their job, they move to another one. Nahirapan sila mag-adjust in a sense na hindi nila alam yung vibe ng coworkers nila. So like, especially like in an office, diba? Syempre when you're in an office and when you're with people every day, parang eventually you guys get along. Like yung mga jokes nyo, madali na lang magbitaw ng mga jokes and mga salita and stuff like that. And I was gonna ask you if like, how did you deal with it? Kasi, yun nga, parang you don't really know the vibe of the person you're talking to behind the screen. Mamaya, minumura na pa.
Diba?
Eh, yung taming panong. Ganun, diba?
Bakit dami nang ganit sa akin, no?
The disrespect.
Ay, right, y'all. Hindi ko kayo nakaya yung ang dramatic na. Jio, i-text mo si Ella.
Hindi ko kayo nakaya si Ella. Oh my gosh, I don't know
Ella,
if we should like...
Ella, bilabas mo kami!
I don't know, I don't even know if... Wait lang.
Aware ba siya na lobat siya?
No! Ginagamit niya si Riri phone niya. Okay guys, so just so you know, na-disconnect si ano.
Ella, bastos mo, hindi ko kinakaya! Di, kaya siya umalis sa isa-isa niyang trabaho. Charot.
The disrespect.
Alam mo, lagi na lang ganito. Tuwing nagre-record tayo ng episode, bigla na lang mawawala si Ella. Tapos lahat tayo, ha? Asan siya?
Totoo, no? Like, from the beginning pa lang.
Oh,
feeling ko may balat si Ella sa puwet.
Bakit ganito?
Nandun na tayo sa momentum, eh.
Ella, ang lalim na ng usapan. Grabe yung pambabastos mo.
Ella, sana matuto ka ng word respect.
Right? ang respect, Ella, ina-earn yan.
In-earn yan.
Literally, Ella, kami yung co-workers na minumura ka. Sa bago mong trabaho, kami yun. She never misses an episode na hindi siya nag-work. Or hindi siya nag-hang. I'm so proud nga na hindi siya nag-hang today.
Alam ko bakit kasi hindi maulat.
Oo, totoo. Oh, B, tapos ayan na nga basusin kami.
Ayan na. Oh my God.
Anong nangyari?
Diyos ko po.
Grabe!
So, where were we?
Okay, going back.
Do your script again. Yung, ay! Ako na nga nawala.
Ano sinabi ko? Ano sinabi ko? Sabi ko parang...
Yung mga employee, yung mga co-workers.
Oo, parang
how...
B!
Ah!
Magic word ba yung co-workers para umexit si Ella?
Ella!
Sana matapos natin to episode na to!
Ano problema ni Ella?
Ewan ko dyan. Ayan na. Ayaw mo ba kami kausap? Hindi lang naman.
Ayaw. So sorry.
Ella, nag-charge ka ba ng phone? Nag-charge ka ba ng phone?
Di pansin ko lang sa lahat ng episodes na nire-record natin. Lagi ka nag-walk.
I'm so sorry. Ako pala yung diva dito.
Try ko nga ulit.
It's fine. I feel like the word co-workers is parang signal sa Zoom mo na mag-off.
Siguro.
At dahil dyan, inina natin siya.
Oh my gosh, PTSD ata to, girl. It's the trauma.
Okay. So going back, kung okay lang naman.
Okay na, wala na akong itatouch or anything. Like, I swear, ito
okay,
yung kamay ko.
Sige. So how was it adjusting to your job? Especially yun nga, kasi hindi mo naman makikita yung bosses or yung colleagues mo yeah. or tawag doon, how do you say coworkers in sa mga
sila
ka-office mo
Well, for me naman kasi I started this job mid pandemic na, so I really did not have the luxury of meeting them kahit one day man lang mm-hmm. or like yung mga yeah. orientation or like even seeing the office wala talaga as in I have no clue yeah as in wala talaga hong clue at all and of course hindi naman nila ako papupuntahin doon. This is actually a really nice company kasi they take care of their employees ganun so I wasn't pressured into going sa mismong office namin.
Mm-mm.
And
cool.
It's nice in a way na I know I'm safe in terms of the virus and everything else, but it's also very difficult kasi I mean, how do you build rapport with people that you talk to every day, may mga deliverables pa?
Exactly.
And alam mo yun, like I really had to adjust extra kasi of course yung mga boss, how do you talk to them? Hindi mo alam yung personality nila. You don't even, ako, like, I don't even know the work environment. It's like, they're all in this community already. And they know the brand. They know what's, how it works. And then, pinasok ako as an outside entity. And then, I have to figure out everything. Ganon.
Yeah.
So,
but they help you naman. Like,
yeah, very much naman talaga. They were super, super nice about it. Pero it's just really difficult rin on my end trying to adjust and trying to see the vibe. And of course, it's really difficult on their end and on my end din na tinuturuan ako via Zoom. Diba? Ang hirap nun. Na parang, oh, so this is the work that you're gonna do. And usually, kapag face-to-face kayo, napakadali lang yan eh, di ba? Like, if you have questions or if you have anything na kailangan ituro, it's like, I don't know, it takes like 30 minutes or whatever. Pero now, I mean, ang daming external factors like yung internet connection na alam nyo naman kung gaano kahirap ng internet connection ko. Di ba? Thankfully, never pa ako nakapag-walkout sa Zoom namin ng mga boss ko or like ng coworkers ko. So that's something. And actually yun talaga yung biggest struggle, yung not knowing how to interact with them kasi you've never met them in person or like wala yung mga outside chika nyo. Alam ka naman bigla mong tatawagan yung coworker mo, uy sis chika tayo, ganun.
Oh, may chika ako sa'yo.
Diba? Ganun. Parang nawala yun. Nawala yung parang connection. The connections built within the office. Nawala talaga yun. Which is something I know that, Anna, you already have. Kasi diba, you're still with your current employer?
Yeah, I am. I am. And parang, it's kind of hard these days, especially because, you know, the whole social distancing and stuff like that. I recently found out that I, may aso.
I know.
May aso.
Oh, no.
Ito na naman, naririnig naman po natin yung commercial bit with the aso.
Anyway, I recently found out that my love language is actually touch.
Oh, I so like that.
It's kind of, right? And before, like, I really hated hugs, as in. Pero meron kasi ako isang office bestie, si Kim. Parang he always hugs me, like, kapag nagkita kami, ganon.
Name
like,
drop.
Anyway.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Mag-message lang ako.
Good to know.
Okay.
So
okay.
I have like a bunch of friends in the office na parang when we see each other, we're like, oh, hi, V, ganon. Like, hug lang kami and stuff like that. And like, when we say bye, ganyan, ganyan. And now it's like, V, ang layo. Bye. Alis na ako, ganon. Parang we can't really do that anymore, like how we used to. And plus, some of my friends in the office already left. They already resigned. So parang, ala, pakunti na sila ng pakunti. So, paano na me? But like, you know, yun nga, parang everyone is really here up. People that are leaving the office and people that are just coming in, yung mga bagong employees. Like what I said, employers are here up to get money to give to their employees, and the employees are hit up because their salary isn't enough na lang biglaan, like may kaltas and stuff like that. Everyone is really just right now, like it's not normal, and we shouldn't have to put up with it, but like okay, whatever. I mean, right now there's really nothing we can do, but yeah, I mean, I feel like the whole that's also one thing that I'm kind of afraid of, is that if I don't have like that connection with my office mates, with my coworkers, with my bosses and stuff like that, parang ang hirap mag-work around it. Cause you know how like tayo, we joke around like yung mga batuhan lang natin ng joke, tapos parang gets na natin yung isa't isa. What if gawin ko yun? Tapos hindi naman nila na-gets. Eh, syempre, Zoom lang.
Yeah.
So like, ano na?
The fear.
It's kind of awkward, and that's magalitan ako. So yeah, like, I'd rather not. But yeah, ayun. Parang, working right now is still weird because, I mean, it's not how we're used to, well, I'm used to at least, but it's hard that it's extra hard now that it's work from home and then you go back to the office and then you work from home again. But it's a weird stage that I'm in right now, which is actually why siguro I'm kind of tired because wala lang, parang recently work has been draining, which I feel like is for everyone naman. Because you know how
I feel like work has been extra draining for everyone.
Yeah.
Because this work from home situation, it blurs out the line of when work stops and when your personal life begins.
But you know what? A tip that I actually just found out was that you work away from where you rest. So like if sa bed ka nag-work, if you have a desk or like another place where you can work, dun ka na lang para when you're in your bed, you really just relax and not think of work. Kasi sometimes I work here really sa bed, tapos katabi ko lang yung laptop. Tapos every time makikita ko yung laptop, parang, oh my god, bigagod ba ako? Parang, wait lang.
Yeah,
parang mali,
I feel you.
Diba?
I feel that anxiety.
Diba? Exactly. Pero like, what about for you, Jo? Diba, syempre as a freelancer, wala ka namang, I mean, may hours ka sa clients mo and stuff like that, but wala kang boss. And like, wala kang strict 9-to-5 hours. Na sinusunod. Do you get what I mean? So how is that like?
Siguro ano, parang it's actually it's nice then kasi you can handle your own time. But then there are times then siguro it's not to quit but learn how to say no na lang kumbaga.
Kasi
like
on your
of
plate
course
na.
As a freelance, yeah, like freelance like may mga pumapasok na clients. But then yun din siguro yung parang the cons of being a freelancer is that when you accept too much projects, kumbaga. Kasi like, diba, parang like, oh my gosh, yun nga, hawak mo ngayon time mo. But then, of course, you don't know, parang hindi mo na namamalayan that the pressure is like super bigat na. Kasi ang dami mo ng clients na hinawakan. Siguro yun yung parang iniiwasan ko talaga na parang napakadami ko ng clients na. No? Parang, if you're gonna hear it, if other freelancers are gonna hear it, oh my gosh, buti ka nga, dami pong ano yan, dami mo pang clients. But yeah, but then, that parang siguro kasi dati, I was like a hoarder of clients. But then, what quarantine helped me, tawag dito, build, kumbaga, like a quality or a skill na ano. Ano, hindi siya skill eh, parang an attitude na learn how to say no, or hindi naman say no, but to refer others. Kasi sometimes, gusto kong akin lang yung opportunity. I don't want to share to others. But then of course, you know, share to others naman. Totoo te, parang I was like that dati. Parang animation kahit hindi ko naman talaga kaya. Kukunin ko.
No, I feel like that's the product of the hustle lifestyle that we used to be in, diba? Yeah. Na parang yun nga, everything's just a competition. Yeah. So you were driven by that siguro. I'm just psychoanalyzing.
And Jaya, you're also studying pa, diba?
Yun nga eh.
Oh, sorry naman sa'yo, sis.
I know, yun nga eh. That's why parang sabi ko, shucks, adulting is very hard. Pero like, ano no, parang, yun nga, since parang siguro it's not really related to work, but then it's still work kasi I'm still adjusting talaga sa parang asynchronous na classes.
Oh,
it's, like,
it's hard. And that's also part
really
of
hard.
Like pursuing your passion. I have like friends that are really hit up sa online class, especially like they're studying law or they're studying med. So parang,
I know.
Paano? Like sometimes they would just message me and nagbe-breakdown sila. And I'm like, oh sis, Ngayon talaga, ayaw ito magawa.
You know, totoo, diba? Parang, sige lang, mag-breakdown ka lang. But then,
pick yourself
you
back
gotta
up.
Put yourself back up talaga.
But you know what, Jeyo? Something na, I'm actually curious. Kasi Anna and I were talking about how we adjusted sa workplace. Ikaw naman, how did you adjust as a student with this whole situation, with the whole Zoom thing? Like, how has it been on your end?
Sis, it's actually right now I'm still adjusting kasi parang ano, like alam mo yun, it's so tough kasi a lot of my friends nakukuha na nila, but then I was like dito pa rin ako nagpano, oh my gosh, wait lang guys. Guys, ang hirap kasi alam mo yun nga, parang I like what Anna said na parang the problem with work from home is that hindi mo na de-define kung saan ba talaga magsa-stop yung work. Sa amin kasi, like, I understand my profs naman. I understand. But then, of course, alam mo yung the platform that he is using kasi is Messenger.
Messenger.
And tapos na yung lecture, yung class namin, yung time ng class namin, yung duration ng class namin. But then, after the class, nagle-lecture pa rin sa chat. So, parang alam, it gives me, hindi naman siya anxiety, but that additional stress, kumbaga.
And to think and the Messenger so yun, where you chat with your friends.
Friends and family. Diba? Yes, that's why it's so hard. That's why it's so hard na, alam mo yun, especially if the school isn't really ready for online classes. Like, UP is not really ready.
Did you ever think about stopping?
Yun din. To be honest, when I was like, you know, magde-decide ako, I was like, magsa-stop na lang ba ako? But then, it may parang, ano na lang inisip ko na lang na parang, it's still a privilege din kasi na, I was given this chance na free tuition. Alam mo yun. Instead of stopping na lang, instead of like being, like, I get that na parang of yung mga iba talaga, it di nila kaya. But then of course, ako naman, parang wala akong reason na mag-stop. Wala parang, alam mo yun, ako yun, parang di naman ako super, di naman ako, wala naman ako problem with the wifi or like I have laptop. And parang there's no reason for me to stop. And if I stop, yes, feeling ko yung reason ko lang, it's for my selfish reasons lang naman. And I don't want like that. Kasi yes, I was given this opportunity na nga, and then other people, walang wifi, and then they really want to, ano, they really want to study. So yun, I nag-decided, kasi like, girl, before online classes, I was working na, and I was earning money.
Yes.
And totoo yung sinasabi nila na parang, when you start earning money,
mapapaisip ka.
Mapapaisip ka talaga, right? Na parang ayaw ko na lang mag-aral.
Gets naman, gets naman. Pero tapusin natin to, sis, kaya natin yun, ha?
Okay, go Jeyo, kaya mo yan. We believe in you.
It's hard, no? These days, hindi mo na alam yung uunahin mo.
It's hard. But of course, you need to push through.
Yeah, that's all we really.
It's not like we have a choice. It's really just like we are forced into this situation that we are in right now, and we just really have to survive.
Kaya nga they call it the new normal because ikaw ang mag-a-adjust. I hate that term.
Totoo. But then I hate that. Siguro what helped me through with everything is just like it's really alam mo yun, you should have a goal talaga, or like a foundation na you can hold on to something. That's what I told Ella kasi every time nagbe-breakdown siya.
Which is a lot, yeah, parang, by the way. I have no shame in that.
Totoo naman. You're diba? North
like,
Star.
For our, like, if you guys, parang I think what I always do to myself is that, alam mo yun, I have this foundation, I have this goal that I always look back to, especially when I'm feeling down. Parang I see
like
things na super hopeless
this
na talaga.
Yes.
Diba? And like, you should really know your why. Then, parang, from there, you won't have a problem pursuing your passions or quitting your job, kumbaga. Kasi you have a goal, kumbaga. Yun.
You know, I really like what you said, Jeyo. Like, oh. I feel like maybe, just to connect to that. Ay, ano bakit?
Wala. Go ahead.
Nah, were you gonna say something?
No, I am so sorry. It's fine.
Guys, kapag may sinasabi kayo, sabihin nyo lang kasi naglalag yung ano. Naglalag ako, that's why.
Nakita mo, nakakangal lang ako.
I'm so sorry.
No,
I feel like naglalag lang kasi siya.
I forgot what I was gonna say anyway.
Just to add to what Jeyo said, I feel like yun din yung naging motivation ko to quit my previous job. Like, yung, yun nga, yung end goal. I feel like I didn't see myself in that field any longer. Mm-mm. Or like, wala eh. Hindi ko na nakikita sarili ko dito. So, why am I gonna stay pa?
Totoo. Mm-hmm.
But also, that's such a privilege. Kasi, I mean, I had the privilege of actually just nagkaroon ako ng stagnant period. So, it's difficult for everyone. You know?
Yeah. I was gonna say that for some people kasi it's hard to quit their jobs. Because right now, a job is still a job. And as actually Sean told me earlier today, he was like, a job is still a job, Anna. And I'm like, okay, Sean, whatever. Joke. Hindi mo alam, sudyante ka pa. Sige na, Sean, magpahinga ka na. Di ba? Mas mapakaramdam mo. Anyway, binash kahit wala siya dito. Anyway, so yun, parang for some people, it's hard to quit a job, especially if you're not, like, goods na with your job mismo. Yun, parang if you can't find your North Star in that job, if you can't see yourself there in the long run anymore, parang it's hard to quit right now kasi it's what's comfortable. It's what brings food to the table. It's what pays the bills. And even if you're not happy anymore, parang hirap ka mag-quit, diba? Marami talagang factors eh.
It's still a risk. But
yeah, there's a lot of factors into thinking na parang, am I really gonna risk not, like quitting this job and having to adjust to something else via a screen just because I'm not happy anymore? Mm-hmm. Parang ganun ba talaga ka-importante yung happiness ko, di ba? Parang mapapaisip ka rin ng mga ganun. So that's, that's a lot. It's been 45
actually,
years.
Actually, kaya ano, kasi mag-quit na si Anna.
Hindi. Narinig to ng mga boss.
Yun ba yun?
Ay, sabihin yan, ha?
Kaya mo ba ito na bring up?
No, I'm speaking for like other people who can't quit their jobs. Narinig ko lang dun sa table sa kabila. I know man.
No, yeah, but I get your point talaga na it really is difficult for most of us. Kasi, I mean, the country is in a sinking ship or like boat or whatever it is. And if you just forgo something that's keeping you stable, it's difficult, especially if wala kang safety net or like you're not rich or you're not part of the 1%.
That's a lot.
I agree.
But we're gonna push through. So I'm a dying choice.
Of course.
Yes, very true.
All right, it's been like.
Dito kami para sa inyo.
Damn! Dito lang kami, message niyo lang kami at Annabelle Morris.
At Jeyo Jinko. Oh my gosh, you know what? Pinalito ko yung ano ko, yung username ko sa Instagram.
At napakahaba. Anong inaarte-arte mo dyan, Jeyo?
Ano na?
It's, I have 4 underscores and J-E-Y-O-O-O.
Paartehan niya. Bakit? Anong pumasok sa isip mo?
Ayan, ang hirap tuloy sabihin.
Artsy eh.
Oh God, ay mahal na ka dyan. At dahil dyan, hindi ka namin itatag. Ay, karami na ba?
Totoo. Ang hirap, no?
But yeah, anyway, that's that. Hopefully you guys picked up something. It wasn't meant to be a lesson. Actually, kwentuhan lang siya. Kwentuhan lang kami here.
Kwentuhan siya. Chikahan lang
yeah,
tayo.
Yeah, chikahay lang. So if may chichika kayo, hit us up over on Instagram and on Facebook. It's at BarelyAdultsPH. It's at Annabelle Morris for me on Instagram and on Twitter.
And it's at Ella Karina Gomez for me on Instagram.
And of course, last but not the least, it's _ Jeyo. I have 4 underscores in J-E-Y and then 3 O's. Sorry, complicated. That's my life.
Arte.
Okay. Like, girl, don't forget. A lot of people were messaging me about that though.
Buisit ka, pampahirap ka sa buhay ng mga ta. Anyway, don't forget, if you made it this far, leave a comment on our Instagram. Ano bang pwede? Moon? A moon emoji maybe?
Emoji. Sure. Moon it's emoji. Yeah.
Moon emoji. Okay. Yung
kapag
ano lang,
meron
yung,
talagang nag-comment niyan, makahappy kami.
What did you call it? What do you call it? The half moon.
Crescent?
Yeah. But like, guys, like, we would just want to let you know that it really warms our heart. If you comment sa mga, if you tag us sa mga stories nyo.
Yes. We got featured, damn.
I know.
Yun. We got at ang tanda mo na.
Uh-oh.
Tama? Yeah.
But yeah.
Thank you. Thanks
That's
for
it.
The feature. Anyway, if you made it this far, thank you very much for listening. Once again, my name is Anna.
And I'm Jayo.
I'm Ella. Ito na naman ako. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And this is Real Adults.